This is Scott Spears, and today we remember the First Lady of Comedy, Phyllis Diller, who has passed away at age 95. Phyllis was a groundbreaker in the world of stand-up comedy. With the fright wigs and raucous laugh, she was an American treasure. She appeared on this program over 20 times. She did her last public interview on this program with me 1 month ago, celebrating her 95th birthday. Joining us to remember her today is legendary comedian and good friend of Phyllis's, Marty Allen. Marty, how are you?
Hello there.
Marty, Phyllis Diller, how did you hear of her passing?
What about her?
How did you hear of her passing today?
Well, a few people called me and told me. And Ruta Lee and different people called and told me. And I have very fond memories of Phyllis because at that time, she was always calling me to thank me. I kept using her name in my act because I had the crazy wild hair. And I said I was the love child of Phyllis Diller. And she got a big kick out of that. And once she said to me, "Then I owe you a commission?" I said, "No, darling. You don't owe me a commission. You can send me a lock of your hair."
Marty, tell us your favorite Phyllis Diller memory. What was it like to know her?
Well, we did a lot of shows together. We were on Hollywood Squares. We were on Mike Douglas. Phyllis and I did a tremendous layout in the National Enquirer of different famous romantic heroes and heroines. And we've been friends for many, many, many years. And she was not only a brilliant talent, she was a very wonderful, warm, and compassionate person. And I think she ranks right up there with some of the greatest. I would say Phyllis belongs with Lucy, Carol Burnett, and Joan Rivers as far as great comedians.
I would agree with you 100%, Marty. Speaking of that, we have a quote here by, or a statement Joan Rivers has released. "I'm beyond saddened by the death of Phyllis Diller. We were friends. Melissa and I had a wonderful time with her at lunch just a month ago. The only tragedy is that she was the last from an era that insisted a woman had to look funny in order to be funny. If she had started today, Phyllis could have stood there in Dior or Harry Winston and become the major star that she was. I adored her." And that's from Joan Rivers.
Very nice.
Marty, yeah. Marty, when was the last time you spoke or saw Phyllis?
We saw her in Florida at a friend's house a couple years ago. That was the last time. Karen and I were playing in Florida, and she was at a close friend's house, and we talked quite a bit. And she says, "You're still going." I said, "We're still going." And we had a couple of jokes that we had between us. And, you know, she was just, she was very lovable. She was very warm and very lovable. And we had, like I say, a lot of fond memories of many shows that we had done. Even game shows and different appearances together. And that was it.
Tell me about her laugh, Marty.
The laugh?
Yeah, the laugh was genuine.
Oh, yeah, it was something, it was a great thing that she had. It was one of her great assets because whenever she started that laugh, people just laughed along with her, and it was really a fun thing, and everybody got a big kick out of it. And, you know, she would do certain jokes, and then as she was telling the joke, she would remember something else, and then suddenly go into a great laugh. I remember doing a Bob Hope show, and Bob and I were talking about Phyllis, and he says, "Hey, I really love that woman." I said, "Get in line, Bob, get in line."
Marty, how are you going to remember her? How is the public going to remember this legend?
Well, they'll remember what a great entertainer she was and what a great concert pianist she was. And that was the other side of her that a lot of people didn't even know about. And a great artist. She painted well. She had many, many talents. And it wasn't just being a comedian.
We're not...
She was what was, as I would say, I'd say Phyllis was a triple threat.
Mm. We're not going to see her like again, are we, Marty?
No.
No.
Well, I've always said that there are a lot of great entertainers that we'll never see come our way again, because we lived in an era of wonderful memories and wonderful nights of entertainment, and she'll be remembered that way.
Very well put. Legendary comedian Marty Allen remembering the first lady of stand-up comedy, Phyllis Diller, who we lost today at age 95. Thank you, Marty.
My pleasure, Scott.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.